Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for tonight's show, which is called Vision Works. And Vision Works is an opportunity for folks to share what they're up to in their community and around the world. And tonight's show is so very special. Because it's Father's Day, and I would like to acknowledge all of the fathers who are listening tonight. And it's also very special because it's the Henry Thurston family reunion. That is the family reunion on my grandfather's side, and I just want to give a shout-out to all of the fathers who are in my family. We've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's been really beautiful. The hospitality has been superb. The food has been superb. The gathering, the fellowship. I'm having an awesome, awesome time. I'm here live from the Bighorn State of Texas. And I think this is just the perfect backdrop for tonight's celebration, which is about the acknowledgement and celebration of our fathers. And I am really, really excited about tonight's show. But first, I'd like to do a couple of things. One, I want to tell you a little bit about the International Black Summit. And secondly, I'd like to share with you the declaration of the International Black Summit. So for those of you who aren't familiar, the International Black Summit is a place, it's like a gathering or conversation, and we come together, and the participants really define what their vision is for the world, and bring that vision into being inside of their communities and inside the world. So Vision Works, this show really is a reflection of allowing people an opportunity to share what they're up to and what's going on. It's also a celebration of who we are as a people, who we are in the world, and our contribution to this wonderful planet that we live on. So the summit is really, really a very phenomenal place. The International Black Summit has a declaration, and it is as follows. The declaration of the International Black Summit: we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And that declaration was penned in Atlanta, Georgia, 1991, and it expresses itself today, the 20th, 21st, all over the world, and especially here in the big state of Texas. Big state of Texas. So I would like to welcome also Mr. Glenn Greenwich, who is one of our hosts, who will be sharing the mic with me tonight. Also, Henrietta Bird out of Chicago, who is going to come on a little bit later, and possibly Ms. Shakesha Showers out of New Orleans, another co-host, and we're going to hear a little bit about their shows on the International Black Talk Show Network a little bit later. But I'd like to jump in and first acknowledge Glenn, who is a father. Happy Father's Day, Glenn.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. So Glenn is out of, you're in New York, right, Glenn?
Correct.
Yes, yes. And why don't you share with our audience what your proudest moment has been as a dad?
Well, right now my daughter just completed her second year at Duke Law School. So I'm very proud and excited at that as she ventures into the, getting her education. So I'm very excited and very proud of that.
Awesome, awesome. And we have someone else on the line with us?
It's Henrietta.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Henrietta, another one of our hosts. I'm here on International Black Talk Show Network, and so very, very, very happy to have you on the show with us tonight as well.
We have a 917 that's got their hand raised. Go ahead. You're on the air. 917-701, go ahead.
That's Nancy in New York.
Nancy in New York.
Hi, Nancy. Huh?
Hi. Thank you for joining the show tonight. This is fabulous, fabulous. And do we have anyone else who's on the air with us tonight, Glenn?
We have 313-205. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Dan, please. 310, I didn't quite hear you. Who's that?
313-205. Go ahead, please.
Having some technical difficulties, but if you'd like to listen in, that's fine. If you'd like to share a comment or a suggestion, if you could just press 1 and Glenn will acknowledge you, and after you've been acknowledged, if you could press 1 again, and that'll let us know that you're complete, and we will, we will keep going. But tonight we're really talking about our fathers, and there's a part of the declaration that talks about establishing nurturing relationships. And the declaration, I mean, every time I hear it, every time I say it, I just get chills. It's just so exciting to me, and there's so many different aspects of it. And when I think about establishing nurturing relationships, I really think about our families, and I think about the head of our families, which are our fathers, and how fathers really make a difference in, you know, who we be as children, who we are as adults, how our society works and operates. It's just a really, really profound thing. And one of the things that comes up is like, you know, how am I most like my dad? And my dad was an entrepreneur. You know, he had multiple businesses. He had a fish shop. You buy it, we fry it. In fact, he was one of the original people who came up with that concept of doing that in the Bay Area. And I always remember, before that, he had a record studio. He had a production label called Clara Records. It was named after me. And he had artists on his label. He had the fish shop. And then, you know, he left all of that and went into the ministry. But I always remember my dad as being a self-made man. And I think one of the ways that I'm most like him is my entrepreneurial spirit in terms of, you know, doing things on my own and making things happen in my life and also in the community. So I want to put the question out there, how are you most like your dad? I want to put a couple of questions out there. How are you most like your dad? What do you remember about the dad? What inspires you about, you know, your father? If you are a dad, what is your proudest moment as a dad? You know, what are some of the things that maybe you achieved with your family that, you know, are a little bit different than what your dad achieved with you. So I'm going to open up the mics and open up the conversation, and we'll go from there. Glenn?
All the mics are open.
Okay. I can't see who's there, so if you could help me out, please.
Yes. We've got 917 raised their hand again, and let's go with 917. Go ahead, you're on the air, 917-701. Nancy?
Yeah, this is Nancy, and I can only be on it for a little while, so I wanted to make sure I got in. Thank you so much for having the show, and when Clara told me about it, I was, the thing that came to mind with me with my dad is, you know, I used to have lots of conversations with him, just the two of us, just always chatting and talking about different things. One time I told him, you know, he says, I was telling him that I'm a coach, a life coach. And sometimes when you explain that to people, they don't really quite get it. They go, well, I have to give them a whole long story. So after I explained it to my dad, he says, basically what you're saying to me is that people really, they attach to the power that's inside of you, and that allows them to see what's inside of them, and then they could just take off. And I said,
wow.
Yeah. And
wow.
He's like, he so got that. I said, oh, yeah, that's it, Dad. Totally blew me away. My dad worked in a restaurant, and he was a chef for many, many, many years and extremely hard worker. You ask how am I like my dad, I think I work hard. I work very, very hard. And he used to work 6 days a week. He did it for years and years and years and years and years. The man loved working, you know, really, really committed to his craft as a chef, and he just made delicious, delicious food. But he didn't eat much of his food, but he was a very thin man, very tall but very thin.
Mm.
But he loved his food. You know, he worked in a restaurant in New York around 70 on the west side, and so he got to see a lot of celebrities, and they loved his food as well. So I have really good memories of him around food, of course, as you can hear. And just really having conversations with him and just one-on-one getting really just inspired by his ability to listen and really recreate what I was saying.
Awesome, awesome. And what was your dad's favorite food? What would you say that was?
I actually don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know what his favorite food was.
Oh.
But he was a simple man. He didn't really eat his own food. He ate most of what was cooked for him in the house. He could probably sit back and just have some regular, you know, just regular food, but he cooked like things like filet, I can't even say it, with the steak and shrimp. I mean, I eat his food. It's delicious. But I don't know what his favorite dish was.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Okay. Wow. Well, I so appreciate you sharing that about your dad and your acknowledgement of him. And it's really powerful how, you know, we see ourselves in our parents, and they see themselves in us. You know, I think that's a little bit harder for them, but, you know, it's always nice when we can share that and they can, you know, hear it and get it. Like, hey, I did that. There's a little piece of me. Yeah, there's a little piece of me. So thank you, Nancy. I so appreciate you calling in to share.
We have 281910. We've got their hand up. Go ahead, please. You're live on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. Who's calling?
This is Ivory Stewart.
Well, hello.
From Dickinson, Texas.
Cousin. Ivory, that's my cousin. I'm so happy that you were able to call in. What would you like to share with us tonight?
I want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day, and I know there are many, many, many great dads out there, and I appreciate all of them because these kids need guidance in this day and time. So I want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day and many, many more to come.
Awesome. Awesome. And how are you most like your dad, Ivory?
Well, my dad... My dad, more or less, you know, my younger days growing up, he was always geared for a vacation. and he liked to vacate. So, you know, my thing, my fondest memories, you know, is growing up and we would travel, you know, and he would load us all up, which was great. That was the exciting part of it. And that's what I do now. First chance I get, I pack up and go.
All right. And what's been your proudest moment being a father? So I want to say happy Father's Day to you. You have a lovely daughter.
My proudest moment of being a father was when my daughter was born. You know, that was the most exciting day of my life.
Wow.
And just to see her take her first breath of air was the most rewarding thing I can ever ask for in this lifetime.
Wow. Special. Yeah, that is really special. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as you know, as time, my daughter's 17 now, and as you know, when she was smaller, you know, that was, you know, she was almost identical to me, because if she was happy, I was happy. If she was sick, I was sick. You know, whatever mood she was in, that was my mood. But, you know, kids grow up and they part from the dads. Hopefully, you know, they'll come back to them. But, you know, she's a good girl and she's doing all the right things so far. And, you know, I just love her to death.
Awesome. Well, she's a reflection of you. I know she's phenomenal, and she's going to be phenomenal, and she's definitely going to be a contributor in a community, because you're doing a lot of things as well to contribute inside of your community.
Oh, yes, yes. I work every day. I'm a school resource officer, you know, and I work with kids on a daily basis. And, you know, one thing about it, when my daughter was small, as a law enforcement officer, I used to visit her middle school quite frequently. And all the kids would come up to me because they knew me in uniform, and they would hug on me and glad to see me. And then I had this one jealous daughter that got mad because she didn't want to share me with all her friends. So that was very exciting too, you know. But as she grew up, then, you know, them girls, you know, as they grow up, they like, oh, it's embarrassed for them. They embarrassed when the parents come around then.
But it's all good. It's all good. Well,
yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that with us this evening, and I just wanted to thank you for calling in, and thank you and your family for hosting the Henry Thurston Family Reunion this weekend. It has been really, really awesome for me, and you guys made it so special for everyone who attended. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
For our listening audience, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are discussing fatherhood and celebrating and acknowledging fatherhood this afternoon. And I want to bring on one of our hosts of one of the other shows on our network, which is called Man of the Month. And Glenn, can you share with our audience a little bit about what that show is about?
Sure. Man of the Month features one of the men that is up to shifting and impacting their community. They're usually folks that have done some work in the International Black Summit, but are not necessarily only those. They're community-minded folks who are up to things, and we want to bring light to their efforts and what they're doing to impact the community. And that's on the fourth Sunday of the month at 8 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. So I'd like to invite everyone back next week, next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Texas time, to listen in again and with Glenn, our host at that point in time, and share with us. So I'd like to take some more callers. Who else is on the line, Glenn?
We've got 313-205. I'm not sure if they don't have their hand up. You might want to ask a question, but no one's got a hand up right now, and 313-205 has not spoken.
Okay. Okay, so our conversation tonight is we're acknowledging fatherhood, celebrating our fathers, celebrating being a father for our men, and also we're talking about establishing nurturing relationships, which is a conversation inside of the Declaration of the International Black Summit, where we're really about empowering families, empowering relationships, empowering how we interact with our youth, just a really, really powerful conversation. So, you know, I want to ask people, how are you most like your dad? You know, what did your dad do that really inspired you? You know, what are some of the things that as a father, you know, maybe you've been able to provide for your family that wasn't necessarily, you know, able to provide, your dad may not have been able to provide for you. Or you know what, one of those things, like when you get grown, you say, oh, my God, when you're a kid, you say, I'll never do that or I'll never say that. And when you find yourself as a parent, you're like, oh, my God, I'm doing it. What is that thing that you said you'd never say or do that now as an adult and as a parent, you find yourself doing? So the calling number is 646-716-9827. And I think, Henrietta, are you still on the air?
Good, all the mics are open.
Oh, Henrietta, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I had you on mute.
How are you most dad?
Say it again.
Most like your dad.
Oh, Henry, of course. His name was Henry, right? And he, our relationship was interesting because I was the baby of three girls. And he had a nickname for me. And I never understood why he had a nickname. He had a nickname for all of us. And they were what appeared to be boys' names. So one time I asked him, why did he name us, you know, that? And like my sister, her nickname was Butch. And mine was Champ. And that's what he called us. He didn't call us by our name. And I asked him, why did he do that? Because, of course, I always thought it was because he wanted boys. And he said, well, I named you Champ because I always knew that you would be a champion. And, of course, I didn't ask him that till I was very grown. And it meant so much to me, even though it was weird being called that all the time. But so that's one of my fondest memories. The other, I guess, can you hear me?
No, I missed. And so did.
Okay, I can't. I didn't hear what you said. It's kind of going in and out.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, now I can hear you fine.
Okay, I missed why you said he called you Butch and Champ.
Okay, he called my sister Butch. He called me Champ. And he said, because I always knew you were going to be a champion.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. And so that's that. And I guess my greatest memory of my father is because he made his transition in 1987. And so the greatest memory I have is I used to travel a lot. And I kind of averaged about 8 planes a week. And so this one year, I had a break for about 3 weeks in a row. So I came home, I called my mother, and I told her, I'm going to sleep all day tomorrow, and then I'll come out and visit. Because I had these 3 weeks off, but I had been out of the country a lot, and I wanted to sleep. And so she said, okay. So I went to sleep, and about 45 minutes later, my father calls, and he says, Sugar, he also called us that. He said, your mother says you're off for the next 3 weeks. And I said, yes, I am. And I'm going to sleep today. And so he said, okay, I just want to know if you would go to Florida with me. Stop in Alabama, go to Florida. And I said, okay, Daddy, that'll be good. And I said, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And so he said, no, we need to talk today because I want to leave tomorrow. And I said, well, Daddy, I'm so tired. Can I just sleep for one day? He said, you can sleep in the car. I said, you're going to drive? I mean, we can't even fly. He said, I'm not getting on a plane. And so of course, I had to sleep real fast. And I was so angry with my mother for telling him, okay, that, you know, that I just went on to sleep. And we started on a road trip the next day. And it was like a two-day trip that it took us because we stopped in every city that he knew somebody. And it was the best time I think I've ever had with my father because I had an opportunity to ask him everything I ever wanted to ask him, and he answered all my questions, you know. We talked about marriage, we talked about children, we just talked about life. And it was, you know, it was just so nice. It was kind of life according to Henry Bird. And I will never forget that because on the way home, my father had a heart attack in Indianapolis. We were about 3 hours away from Chicago. And I was able to, you know, just pull over and get him together and then, you know, drive on in the city because he didn't want to go to the hospital there. And we drove on into the city and he saw my mother and then he went to the hospital the next day. I mean, he made it through and he lived probably 9 or 10 months after that. But that's one of my fondest memories of my dad, you know.
That's a pretty phenomenal story.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, just those life lessons. I said to my daughter the other day, I said, you know, parents will want their children to make the mistakes that they made. And I said, one of the things, if I had to do over, I would have listened to my parents. I said, just, you know, like most young adults, we don't think our parents know as much as they know. And I said, if I had just opened my eyes, I would have seen that my father was a self-made man. And he knew more about money than most people with MBAs. I said, but, I thought because he was a laborer that he didn't know just about money. I just assumed that, you know, you had to have a degree in money to know about it, in finance, rather, to know about it. But I was just saying that, you know, so I guess when I think about it, that, but what's so wonderful is that I get to go back and replay those conversations I had with him. And so all of the things that he told me, I'm still able to learn. That's what's so good about story. You know, you can always go back and replay a lesson and get from it what you need because it will replay. And it's interesting how when your parents transition, how you can hear so much clearer than you can when they're in a body. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
One really cool thing about what you said or what I got out of what you said is really
you know, just appreciating while we have them, you know, because
yeah, definitely, and listening, you know, I was so angry with my mother that day. I can't even tell you, because she knew, you know, how exhausted I was, but she also knew that my exhaustion was something that I could get over in a couple of hours. She also knew that my father wanted to go on that trip, and that was more important to her, that he'd be able to go and visit all of his friends and his relatives, because she knew the condition of his health. And that's what he wanted to do, and she wanted whatever he wanted, you know. And so that was like a great lesson from both of them, you know. And, you know, after, on the way home, I was able to communicate with her how I, you know, I understood why she insisted that I go. You know, why, you know, he had to just go to sleep and get up and just go. He'll drive, you know, but he really wasn't in much condition to drive. And so I drove just about probably all but 3 hours.
Hi, how are you?
But anyway, that's, you know, one of the greatest experiences I had with my father, you know, and those words of wisdom that he gave me on that trip, which is a whole nother, that's a whole nother talk show.
And, you know, it's really phenomenal because I'm here in Texas with, you know, with my family and the family reunion. So the other thing I got out of that, you know, we've been sharing a lot of stories over the, you know, of the weekend, and it's just phenomenal, the history, you know, the history and the stories and, you know, the different things and the relationships that you really for that commercial that says price, it really is priceless.
Right.
To hear stories and to gather and to get together. So I whatever you need to do to make here, and if you for whatever reason you can't go, you know, send your contribution about your family. You know, send pictures, send information. And it makes richer. It just makes life. Do you have anyone else who's on the line?
Jakesha, go ahead, Jakesha.
Jakesha's on the line.
Hey, Jakesha, how are you?
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in New Orleans.
All righty then.
Yes, yes.
So tonight this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and we are talking about acknowledgement and celebration of our fathers, as today is Father's Day. So, Shakesha, I'd like to ask you, how are you like your dad?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, I'm glad you're not asking my children that or my mom. But I'm going to be honest. And the way I'm like my dad is that we're both stubborn. We want things our way. We're going to get things our way. And, you know, we're going to, you know, control things. We always have our hands on the control dial. And we're taking the boat. We're taking the boat where the boat's going to go. And I hope you want to go that way because you're going that way. So that's the way I most like him, is I'm stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way, which is a good thing, is we're both talkers. We love to talk.
Awesome.
He was a person who could just hold your attention for hours, the stories he would tell. You know, and we're both friendly. When I was a little girl, I thought there was no one my father did not know. Every time he would meet someone, he would talk to him like 5 minutes. He'd go, "Didn't I meet you in Kansas City on Saturday night at the bowling alley?" And the people go, "Yeah, that was you." So as a little girl, I used to say, my daddy knows everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can see that in you. You know everybody, too.
That's true.
Indeed. And how would you say he most inspired you?
He most inspired me by telling me that it was okay to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
At a very early age, he was like, if you don't know something, ask the question. Never be embarrassed. Never be shy. You know, he was like, ask the question. What he used to say is there's no such thing as a stupid question. And that inspired me to ask questions. And out of asking questions, I always got my answers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just always, it always gave me like an upper hand in everything. And I remember in school, people would always come up to me and go, oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I wanted to ask that, but I was too embarrassed or, you know, I didn't want to. But thank you, because I wanted the answer for that. So he really inspired me by teaching me that and, you know, just giving me the freedom to ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of power in questions. One of the things in the summit, in the International Black Summit, we each year, for many years, there were questions of inquiry. And at the summit, you know, we would be in this question of inquiry, you know, like, what is it to be black? Or, you know, how are you, you know, what aspect of yourself do you listen to? You know, are you listening to in this moment? That's kind of guiding how you be in the world. And one of the things that we've been talking about on this show is how our fathers inspire us, you know, how they put questions inside of us, you know, how they put life inside of us, how, you know, we really are very much a reflection of our father's, you know, thumbprint on us in terms of how we be in the world. And so the summit is an opportunity to, like, express that, you know, express that fully. And I just want to invite people, if you have an opportunity to get to London that first weekend in August, go to our website, www.blacksummit.org. Check out the organization. And if you'd like to call in and jump in on this conversation and share how you're like your dad, how your dad inspired you, the call-in number is 646-716-9826. Again, that number is 646-716-9826. And, 9827. 616-716-9827. And or you can go to our web, www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. And another thing out of Shakaysha speaking, it reminded me of our host, Ms. Henrietta Bird, who has the show the first Sunday of the week called On Track. Henrietta, I'm not sure if you're still there, but if you could just share a little bit about what your show is about for our listeners, that would be really, really awesome.
On Track is a program that where we just share about what we're up to and what our goals and our resolutions were at the beginning of the year. And we check the first Sunday of every month to make sure that we're on track. You know, sometimes we derail. Sometimes, you know, things, life occurs and we end up going a different way than we planned. And so we communicate where it is that we are, where we started, kind of where it is that we are to see if we're on track. And if we're not, then we kind of make adjustments to see what it is we need to do to get back on track. And basically that's what we do. And it, you know, life has it occur in some very interesting ways. You know, sometimes we, like today we're focused on fathers and, you know, this is kind of an on-track conversation, you know, because we get from just what appear to be just general conversations how we may or may not be on track. Like you were saying, Claire, about sharing the stories about, you know, like I was saying about my upset with my mother because I just wanted to sleep for that day, and that turning in, you know, turning into the best, you know, week or so that I had with my father, you know, and so that hopefully will have some other people who are listening, who will listen later, hopefully it will get them on track when it comes to how they respond to things or their upsets about things, and knowing that, you know, maybe it's for a cause greater than what we can see right before us. And so that's kind of the way on track is, you know. It just it's a conversation about where we are, where we were headed at the beginning of the year, and to see if we're still in, going in that direction.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Glenn?
You're welcome.
We've got a couple other Ericos that have joined us, 510 and 916. They have not pressed the 1 button to indicate that they'd like to speak. So let's give them a question so they can respond to.
Okay. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and this is the Vision Works program. I'm your host, Claire Lyons Devon, and today we are talking about and acknowledging our fathers, the celebration of our fathers. How are you like your dad? If you are a dad, what was your proudest moment as a father? What are some of those things that you said you would never do or say that you find yourself now that you're a parent doing or saying? Some things that maybe you've achieved for your family that weren't available, or, you know, that are different from what, you know, your dad was able to provide for you. And I'd like to reach out to 510. Do you have something that you'd like to share?
Go ahead, 510-376, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. This is this is Benita.
Awesome.
And I was just listening to all the good talking and everything, and also, anyway, I heard you saying that my number was coming up, so I guess I can try to share some stuff.
Yes, please. How are you most like your dad? This is my aunt from the family of your
dad.
Huh? Yay!
Yes, well, this is the time when I think about the things that I miss about my dad. And I still say things that my father left with me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he left with me was that if it was worth doing, then do it well.
Awesome.
So I try to honor that whenever I'm going to do something. I try to do my very best, and I always think about my father when I take on something. And another thing he taught me was there's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Mm.
And my father was a hunter. And so I think he was coming from experience of how to skin the different animals that he would skin. There was always more than one way to do it. But I think it applies to life. In life, there's always more than one way to approach a life situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to use that in my life. If I'm having difficulty trying to go this way, then I think it must be another way.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So those are a couple of the things that I remember about my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
what inspired you about him the most? Or what about, you know, yeah, what things about him inspired you the most?
Well, I guess one of the things that he did that inspired me, my father died of stomach cancer, but they had to remove one of his kidneys before that. And he was such a wonderful patient. And the doctors and all the medical people loved him. And they just was very, very emotional when he passed. It was like he was a family, extended family within the hospital, and the doctors would stop us and say, your father is an amazing man.
Mm.
And so he had an impression on people, like he was dealing with some very, very serious medical problems, but he never whimpered or cried or, you know, give in to it. He was a real fighter. And so that was one of his strengths, and I always try to figure out what did they mean when they would say, your father is an amazing man. And he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was. That was him. He was a very strong man, man of deep wisdom, and would give you the shirt off his back. He was just a good person.
Wow.
Yep. So I hope that picked up some of those traits.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Is your inspiration? This is my aunt that I call Silver Fox. I remember, you know, when I was in my, as a young adult in my 20s, you know, I was kind of mirroring her, and she had me out in the world, you know, and really shaped who I was as a professional woman in the world. So I owe a lot of that to her, and I'd like to acknowledge her.
Well, thank you.
So, yes, you are an amazing woman. And I appreciate you calling into the show and sharing about.
Well, I owe a lot of it to my dad and my mom. My mom was a strong woman, too, but we're talking about dads today. But
yeah.
A lot of what I am, I think I owe it to my dad. I have a lot of his traits, and I'm very happy about that.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that with us about your dad, my grandfather, who definitely, he was a quiet man, but as you say, he was a very powerful man.
Very man of deep wisdom and caring. He's a very caring man.
Yes, very, very much so. Thank you so much for calling to share.
Oh, well, I'm glad I got a chance to talk. And so, anyway, I was just going to listen, but anyway, I got a chance to share, so I'm glad about that.
Awesome.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Don't hang up yet.
Oh, I'm not hanging up. I'm going to keep listening.
What area is she from? I noticed the 510. Is that...
California.
That's what I thought. That was a California area code.
The house. Yes. We also had 916, Glenn. Is that what you said?
Yes, we do. 916, go ahead. 916-729, you're on the air. Go ahead. And you don't have to, and it's fine.
Hello.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. This is Clarence's mom. I was just calling to say congratulations. The show is very good.
Thank you, Mom.
Wow, your mom. Whoa.
It's
very noisy, so I won't stay on the line. We are listening. So just saying the show is very, very good. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mom. That's so sweet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that is so great. So we're here in Texas at the family reunion, the Henry Thurston family reunion, and the kids are down at the pool. It's very, very hot here. So I just so appreciate my family calling in to share and supporting me on the show Vision Works this evening. And for those of you who are listening, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. And we're here with the International Black Summit Talk Show Network talking about establishing nurturing relationships. How are you like your dad? You know, what are those things about him that inspired you the most? If you are a father, what's your proudest moment as a dad? And what are some of the things that you've achieved for your family or that you're most proud of as a dad?
Well, I'm actually going to go. This is Glenn.
Glenn, great. Yes.
There's a couple things for me. One of the things about my dad was very stern and very, what I thought was harsh coming up. Things had to be done in a particular way, and he was very rigorous in making sure that they were. And now I see with my nieces and nephews,
I am exactly the same way, and I understand why he was. But coming up, you know, that wasn't the relationship with him, but it took me being coming into my adulthood to really get who he was for me and what he was about and what he was up to in terms of creating a standard for me. The other thing that I want to speak about my dad loved to travel and he loved to eat. He wasn't a big man, but he loved his steaks and his lobsters. That would be on the menu at any moment in time, a drop of the hat. I want to, the other thing about my dad that I've picked up is his funniness, his playfulness, his way of being in the world. With all that traveling that he did, and my dad, you know, one of the things that's interesting is my dad went to Russia before it was fashionable, and he actually watched the KGB follow him around and so on and so forth, because he wanted to see what the Soviet Union was about. I mean, you know, my dad did those kinds of things. But we're on a family vacation, and we're in Portugal, and we're on our way to the Canary Islands, so we had a layover of maybe about 6 hours. So we got a hotel room, and we're in a cab. You know, of course, we're just right off of, you know, out of New York and stuff, and the Portuguese guys, cabbies, kind of small talk with us, and he kind of broke me and he says, "You Zulu from Africa?" So my dad gives him a look, and then looks back at us. He said, "Benji, Zulu don't dress as clean." And we must have laughed for about the next 20 minutes in the cab. And, you know, needless to say, the cab driver didn't have too much to say after that. But, you know, we tipped them well, so, I mean, there was no problem. But that's kind of just who we are and how he has impacted my relationship.
Wow, that's a cool story. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm hearing this theme across everyone who shared tonight about travel, like all of the dads like to travel, my dad included. I mean, when we were little, my dad used to pack us up in the car and we would get on the road and we just went, you know, we had a family vacation every year and went to places, you know, all the way up to Canada one time to the World Fair. So traveling, you know, and seeing the world, it seemed like that generation, one of the things that they've passed on to our generation is, you know, the love of travel, the love of seeing the world, of, you know, going out. And I'm really excited because this is the first time that my nephews have been on a plane and, you know, are leaving out of the California area to come here to Texas, you know, so that whole experience of, you know, of traveling and continuing to pass on that legacy from our fathers is just really cool and very important. And I'm really excited about the, you know, the summit, because this year we're going to London, England, yay!
Yay!
Yes, very, very phenomenal time that first weekend in August. And if you want to join us, go to the website, www.blacksummit.org. And I want to introduce you, Keisha, one of our hosts. Her show is called Let's Celebrate. And, you know, we're talking about celebrating and acknowledging our fathers tonight. Keisha, can you tell us a little bit about your show, when it is, what you're talking about, and people to join you?
Right. Well, it's called Let's Celebrate, and it's exactly that. It's a celebration, and it's a celebration through acknowledgement and just really taking the time to acknowledge people, to let people know how special they are and how special they are to you. So I always look for people to have on my show that I can acknowledge. I have a part that's set aside especially for young people. One of the things being in the International Black Summit that's so great is that we have a youth component. And some of the youth that are now 30, I watched them when they were 12, 13 years old, actually stand in one of the summit rooms and say, "We're going to start a youth summit." So these 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds actually started our youth summit. And so I always have time to, you know, acknowledge the youth and find out what they're doing with their life right now. And, you know, that's, I love it that you're at a family reunion.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of celebration I'm talking about, the kind where you sit around with people you love, talk about funny things, you talk about the love that's existed in the family. And, okay, I don't know if I went off there for a moment.
No,
but,
it's the
celebration that you feel when you're at a family reunion. And that's really the space that I try to bring to Let's Celebrate.
Awesome. And when is that show air, Shakesha?
That's every third, every third Sunday?
Second.
Every second Sunday. Every second Sunday you find me with Let's Celebrate. And I include usually a story. So a story by Shakesha.
Yeah, I love story time with Shakesha. I feel like I want to curl up with some milk and cookies. It's always a great story, a great story about your travels. And one of the things I want to acknowledge about Shakesha, she's definitely a world traveler. So when we talk about that legacy of traveling, I'll put her number one in the book because she's gone just about everywhere. And The other theme that's been kind of running through the stories that have been shared this evening is that our fathers left with us a sense of wealth, you know, a sense of, you know, knowing how to go about making money. And Glenn has another show within the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And Glenn, if you could share about the Wealth Club quickly.
Yes, the Wealth Club is an opportunity to talk about financial intelligence, to bring some investment opportunities for us to listen to so that we can begin to evaluate and acknowledge the different opportunities to improve our net worth. That show is on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and it airs from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome. We have time probably for probably more share.
Yeah, we've got 972-639. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, cuz.
Hi.
This is your cousin in the family reunion. I love you. I'm really proud of you. You know what? It's important that you know your family. And believe me, cuz, I was down here with the rest of our people, and, man, mm-hmm. we had a good time with all y'all. It was very important to me. This is Kevin.
Say again?
This is Kevin. I told you I was going to call you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is so great.
This is your cousin. Yes, at the family reunion.
Yes. What's up, cousin? Thank you so much. So I'd like you to share real quick, because we got about 2 minutes on the air, but how are you liking
it? Claire, can we extend it?
We actually have 31 minutes.
Okay,
cool. What did you say?
How are you like your dad? And I want to say Happy Father's Day to you. And if you
I have
you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed myself because, you know what? I learned something. I learned something that's very important, family. And believe me, without y'all, we're nothing without our family. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I learned the inheritance. I learned all that. It was very important. I got to meet my people. Oh, man, it's beautiful. I mean, that was beautiful, wasn't it, cuz? You got to admit, it was beautiful.
Yes.
We had people from California. We had people from Michigan. I mean, it was beautiful. Kansas City.
Yes, Michigan, New York, Virginia,
Arkansas, everywhere. I enjoyed myself, really. I told you I was going to call you.
Yes, you did, and I so appreciate you calling. So share with me how you're like your dad.
My dad was a strong man. He was very positive. I'm proud of him. He, God rest his soul, he was the type of person that had his own business, and he showed me a positive role. He made me realize choices in life that I had to take and be positive when you take them. And that's one thing I'm proud of my own man for, well, my father. He was a good man. He never showed me any negative. He always believed that he could do it, always pushed me to do it. And that's about, I mean, it sums it up. He's a good father. He was. He was a good, positive man. And it growed on me. And I try to teach positive, and I try to spread it to the next generation. And I'm hoping the next generation take it to another level. And that what was said at our family reunion. We need to teach the young ones how to be positive and how to be good role models. And that's what my father was to me.
Awesome, awesome. And
yes.
And what's your proudest moment as a dad? What would you say that was?
Well, my more, I guess more or less of what I was taught. You know, I was kind of more, teaching my kids how to be strong for the next, for the future. I don't want my kids to grow up being losers or nothing like that, because I want them to be strong when I'm not around. I want them to be proud of me like I'm proud of my father.
Wow, I'm so excited that you are.
Hey, cuz, you my cuz. I have to tell everybody else, bro. I don't care. I love you. I am so proud of you. We're bragging on you. We're so proud of you. I mean, I have to jump off the show, but it's important that you have family. I mean, it's important that you know your family, because you'd be surprised how many famous people we have in our family. I found out some more information about who's famous in our family. Not only just you, it's just a whole lot more. We have famous football players, famous actors, actresses. I'm like, wow. And when you learn what the next generation passed on to you, that's important. Because you can talk about something. You can be proud of who you are. You know, I learned that. I learned that today, and that's important.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Clara.
Yes.
Can I share something with Cuz?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, Cuz, I'm one of Clara's co-hosts, and I have named her the governor. And I want this on record as a family reunion. The reason I named her governor is because she handles things. She handles them. And you know what governors are to do. They handle the state of affairs, the affairs of the state, rather. And that's what Clara does. She does it for us as host of the show. You know, she's really the, the coordinator of the entire month. I don't know if coordinator is the right term, but, since we're acknowledging her and you all and her family knows how famous she really is, we call her the governor. So you have you can go back and tell people that you have a cousin who's a governor.
And you know what? I agree with you. Hey, let me tell you something. I agree with you, because when I sat next to her and I looked at her, she got this strong, positive look about herself.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew then, I said, wait a minute, this lady here is serious. Let me get to know her. And when she said, here, take this number and call me, I was like, okay.
Right. Well, she is the one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen that. Trust me. I've seen it. But I enjoyed you, cuz. I just want you to know how much I really love you. I hope this is not the last time I get to talk to you, because I really want to come up there and see you and enjoy my family.
Governor, as you say,
governor.
Clara, we have another listener with his hand with their hand up. It's 770-875. Go ahead, you're on the air. You're live. Go ahead. You talking to me? 770-875.
That's coming out of Georgia?
That's coming out of Georgia. Yes, it is.
Yeah, gee, I know you. You sound familiar.
Hey,
this is your,
this is your homie.
This is your homie. Thanks for picking the line up.
All right, all right. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you and everybody else, you know, who's part of your organization. You know,
all right. And all
the beautiful ladies that's holding down the summit. Congratulations to their fathers.
Awesome.
Okay?
All right, all right.
Big time respect to all y'all.
Thank you.
Yes,
would
indeed.
Would you like to share your proudest moment as a guest?
Oh, yeah. Well, put it this way, right? Mr. Greenidge and I go back way back in the neighborhood at least 20 years, probably more than that.
Wow.
Yeah, close to about 30.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's exactly right. And I watched him just like, you know, run track, live his life, and the man he is today and what he's all about, you know, like trying to help the world. It's a beautiful thing because we need more people and organizations like the summit. Because people are surely, they are sleeping. They are sleeping in education, their future, their family, and the whole works. It goes on and on.
Mm.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me your name, Liz.
My name is Larry Hackett.
Oh, hey, Liz. Are you a dad?
Larry Hackett. Yes, I am. Well, I'm actually granddad.
Oh, wow.
Yes, indeed.
Your proudest moment as a dad?
I didn't hear you.
Can you share your moment as a dad?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, once my daughter was born, I'll tell you what. When my daughter was born, I changed because, you know, running the street, there's something about when a kid comes in the world, and especially you have a daughter, you kind of like, you know, stop a lot of things. You stop the things that, you know, you had fun with, and you try to, you know, you immediately take, you know, start taking care of them, you know?
Mm.
And I love my daughter. I took care. The only thing I couldn't do with my daughter was braid her hair, and I tried. But I was all there for my daughter, you know? She's 32 years old right now, and she's handling her own. Always has been. You know, I remember when she used to fall, when she was a baby, and she used to fall, and she used to get right back up. And that's how she's been right now as far as, you know, like maintaining herself. You know what I mean? And I try to be around her to this day, you know. I'm still with her, you know? Yeah.
Awesome.
And my
family.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, you know, but family first, you know, because my family is, my original family is from Jamaica, West Indies. And, you know, my uncle was a band leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him, you know, getting, you know, be organized, you know, and musically. Just being organized, period, you know, like in family, you know, because it was a family. Most of my family played in the band, you know, so it was always time that, you know, I spent time with my family, and everybody had a different instrument to play. I didn't play it because I was young, but I have musical beats in my head right now. And to this day, you know, like I've had, I produced about 2 CDs already, you know, my brother and I. So, you know, I try to bring my family together. I'm trying to get my family together right now so we can take care of business and, you know, take care of business and have a future, you know, have a future as a family. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Right.
Yes.
What instrument?
Well, in high school, I played trumpet and saxophone, but you know, yeah, that was my instrument. But the way it is right now, I listen to my uncle over the years and watch him play. Right now I can just get, you know, pick out the instruments that I want and just really, you know, pick out a note and set it all, you know, to a complete ensemble.
Right. So you're the composition.
All right. Yes, I write the lyrics. Yeah, I write the lyrics and compose the beat. Yeah.
Gotcha. And what did you attend?
Excuse me?
International Black Summit. event did you attend?
No, matter of fact, you know, I'm a wild kid. You know, I went to high school until they got tired of me, stupid. But music is in my blood. And whereas, you know, I just know what else, it just comes off the top of my head.
I was asking, which summit event did you attend?
What about summit? Did you come to catch? I'm sorry.
No. It sounds like, am I breaking up, Glenn?
Yes, yeah, you are. Yes.
That's weird. Okay. I was asking which summit event you attended.
Oh, well, actually, you know, it's been a while ago. And I met Glenn and was in Harlem. That was a while ago, though. Yeah. Because I'm in Georgia right now, but, you know, at the time I was in New York. Maybe like about 6 years ago. I met him in Harlem, I think.
Yeah, he came to one of the meetings that we had at the State House in Harlem.
Okay.
That was a while ago.
Because I was going to ask you, you know, if the summit event kind of impacted how you raised your daughter.
Well, you know what? You know, I'll tell you what. Knowing Glenn, you know, we're like family. You know, put it this way, right? When I met Glenn and understanding, like, he was part of the summit, you know, we come from family background, like family and friends from day one, you know what I mean? So I was always raised like that. That's why I was saying to you, like, you know, my family being in the band, it was like, really, literally, my cousin and my brother, we all played instruments, and we paraded through the city of Kingston, Jamaica. So it was always family, you know? So that was, embedded in me, like, from, like, you know, day one, you know what I mean? But I was proud to see Glenn being so serious about the summit and, you know, him going to places, you know, he'd tell me about, I mean, like, you know, far-off countries, you know what I mean? And, like,
right.
You know, he's my best friend from day one. You know, I literally grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's an accountant. I mean, you know, he went to school for math and everything, you know, I was always proud of him for being an accountant, you know, at that study. And, you know, and doing business, you know, and trying to develop business and everything and to what he's doing right now. I'm proud to hear his voice on the radio right now because, like, you know, I know he's done a whole lot of stuff to get there. And I know also he's dead serious about what he's doing, you know? I'm really proud of him. Yeah, I'm proud of his mother's family. I know his family.
Wow.
Yeah,
Glenn is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal man. And we're, like, so, so happy to have him as one of our hosts here on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And I'm just really, really excited. And I'm glad that you were able to call and share your experience of him because he's also a phenomenal father. A phenomenal uncle, you know, he's an amazing man. So much props, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so, so much.
Now, you know what? It's the organization I want to say thank you to.
Yes.
Each and every one of you, you know what I mean? That's real talk. It's like, you know, through Glenn, you know, when I was in Harlem, I had a conversation with, you know, each and every one that was there at the time. But knowing Glenn and what he's all about, you know, I know where he's going, you know what I mean? So, you know, being on the radio, on the air, it's a good thing because then, you know, people can open up and listen to, you know, what y'all doing, you know? Much respect. Y'all helping the world, period. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. That says a lot because a lot of people are not aware of the International Black Summit, and it's really, you know, I don't want to call it an organization. It's really about the people. It's about the Glens of the world and the Mees and the Henriettas and the Shakashas and all of the people who come, even you, Larry, you know, the people who come to the summit and who those people are in the world, you know, there's some phenomenal, phenomenal people. And what the summit conversation provides is really an opportunity for people to show up powerfully in their lives, you know, for us to be able to do this talk show, you know, for people to express their, you know, and share about their fathers, for people to call. This show is called Vision Works. It's on the third Sunday of every month, and it's an opportunity for people to talk about what they're doing in the world. I had invited one of my great uncles to call in tonight. I guess he didn't make it, but I was having conversation with him here at the family reunion, and this has been so totally acknowledged for the work that he's doing in the community and volunteering.
Oh, you're talking about?
And to be able to share that, you know, with everyone, the summit provides space for that to happen. You know, the summit conversation is a very powerful conversation, and it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the talk show host team for
yeah.
you to acknowledge us in that way. So we really, really appreciate you. We love all of you. We love our listeners. We really want to invite everyone. We're here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the 646-716-9827. You can call in and share
yeah.
your comments, or you can listen over the web, and that's
okay.
at www.blacksummit.org. Also, if you want to listen to any of the past shows of the talk show, you can go onto the website, www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, and we have an archive of all of the shows that we have recorded over time, and you can listen to past shows. You can listen to last year's Father's Day show, which was a phenomenal show as well,
okay.
over the web. And, you know, just to kind of get an idea of what we've been up to over the past year, year and a half. The show's been going for 2 years now, and we're really excited. This is our June blast, and we want more people to listen. So tell your friends, tell your family. Join us next Sunday. And also join us Tuesday, Glenn, with Wealth Club. Is it this Tuesday?
Is this yes,
Tuesday?
It is.
Yeah,
this join Tuesday.
Us. Glenn's show on finance is totally off the hook. I learn something every single week, and that's in that tenet of our declaration that says, you know, building economies responsible for funding our community. Glenn's show is really incredible. Listen Tuesday night. It's 6:30 Eastern time, so you have to adjust that depending on where you're listening in the world. And we are an international conversation. We've been all over the world, and I'm just, like, excited. So, Glenn, is there someone else there who'd like to share?
Looks like Henrietta's got her hand up. Henrietta, go ahead. You're on.
Okay. A couple of things I just wanted to say. And thank you to the gentleman because he made me think about Glenn, you know. And since we're honoring fathers, you know, Glenn is the man in our group, and you know he is the man. He's the man. He's that man. So, you know what I mean? He's that man in the midst of three women. And so I want to acknowledge him for everything he is because he does what you want men to do. You know He's the one that we can call. He's the one that supports us. You know, he's the one that always has the words for us. He always knows what to do. You know, he knows how to keep us calm. You know, he knows how to hold the space when, you know, we may be wherever we are. You know, he's quiet about it. You know, and that's something to be. Quiet is really something to be with three talkative women. So I want to acknowledge Glenn for being the man in our group, you know, as well as the father. And you know, fathers represent providers, and he provides so much for all three of us. You know, and I think I'm okay to speak for my two co-hosts there, but I want to acknowledge Glenn, like really, really acknowledge him for everything that he does for us on the show, you know, as well as whatever else we can find, you know. And so Glenn, thank you so much. And the other thing, Clara, if I might, I'm a single parent, and you know, I like Father's Day because when they ask the fathers to stand up, I stand up in church. You know, I stand up, and so, and my daughter always calls me wherever she might be on Father's Day and tells me Happy Father's Day. And you know, and as I do enjoy that, and as I do, you know, and there have been years where I've like, oh God, you know, I really would would enjoy just being the nurturer and not the disciplinarian. But, you know, discipline has to take, it has to be number one. And so over the years I've had men, my very, very good friends, help me there, you know, and I had friends when I decided that I was, you know, going to have a baby, and I knew I was going to be a single parent. I went to two of my very dear friends, and I asked them if they would be her father, and they said yes, you know, whatever you need us to do. And so I would just like to acknowledge them, Eric Gilmore and Bernard Williams. B.J. Williams is his name, Eric Gilmore and B.J. Williams. And over the years, I've had other friends to step in, like in New York, Willie Tolliver and Frenchie Haynes, you know, wonderful father figures for my daughter. You know, in California, Favors Beavers, who's, you know, been wonderful, and Eric Calhoun in Birmingham. These are dear, dear friends of mine, gentlemen I've been friends with for years. And, you know, when those moments come where I need a man to talk to my daughter, someone that she trusts and someone that she loves, these are the men who have stepped in, as well as Glenn. When she was very little and I first took her to the International Black Summit, Glenn was, he was right there then, and that was years ago. You know, so I would just like to acknowledge the men that I named who stepped in to help me, you know, because, you know, a woman can be a mother and we can do a lot of things, but there are times when we cannot, we just cannot be fathers. You know, it takes a man sometimes. In some instances, it takes a man to be a father. And so, you know, I just want to thank the gentleman who helped me.
Awesome. And Henrietta, I just want to, you know, acknowledge you and thank you for bringing that perspective, because there are a lot of single parents out there, and there are quite a few men who are stepping up to be fathers, not only to their own children, to other people's children as well. So that's a, you know, great perspective to bring. And thank you for that. I just say this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every day, evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And also on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have shows a range of 6 to 7. Tonight, we're acknowledging and celebrating our fathers on Father's Day. I'm also personally acknowledging and celebrating the Henry Thurston family from my family reunion, and I'm here live in Texas having a phenomenal time meeting new kin folks and reuniting with other kinfolks that I knew from before. It's been a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And again, I would just like to encourage everyone, if you have a family reunion coming up, definitely attend. If you can't attend, you know, send your information, send your contribution, because family is really very important. And establishing nurturing relationships makes our community strong. It makes our nation strong, and it makes us strong as a people. Glenn, is there anyone else there who would like to share before we close out the show?
Carl still has his hand up. I don't know if he. Carl, anything for you?
Yes, I want to say the best to your family and your father, you know, in retrospect, yeah? Continue good work. You know, may I bless you. And God, and bless you in the organization, you know, you did, you know, on the summit.
Thank
you. Know, everybody.
Thanks,
right? And I appreciate, you know, like, you know, the space in your time, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And continue to work, because, you know, God knows we need it. All right? So,
all right.
Thank you now.
Okay.
Take care. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Take care.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Glenn, is there anyone else there who'd
bye.
Like to share?
No.
Okay, great.
Acacia's here.
Sasha, Acacia would like to share? Okay.
Yes. I'd like to share, like, a special moment that I had with my dad. And I'll never forget, I was in kindergarten, and you would have paint day. I lived in Chicago. And so paint day was a special day. Every day you didn't paint, but you have a day that you paint, and you get to wear the paint shirt. And my dad came to see me paint. Now, my dad is from Chicago, and he is a Chicagoan. So he walked in with his Stacy Adams shoes, polished with the white lace trim, an outstanding suit, and a awesome hat. My dad wore a hat there. When he walked in, the room stood still.
Okay.
And he walked over to watch his little girl paint. You know, it's like the song Luther Vandross, I think, what is it, Dancing with My Father?
Yeah.
Which is an experience I had, too. My dad taught me how to dance, you know. I used to stand on his shoes, and then when I was a young, teenager, he taught me how to dance. But that moment of him standing there watching me paint was my proudest moment of, being a person. You know, my daddy came to see me paint. And, you know, that's the mark that he's left in my life, that he's always standing watching me, you know, do my great work of art, whatever that is.
Mm.
And so I just wanted to share that.
Awesome. Well, wow, this has just been an incredible show. Any last comments before I close out?
Just that we love to see everyone in London. I say take back brochures to the family reunion, Claire. There's lots of people who want to come to London and be with us, and we're just looking forward. There's still plenty of time. All we have is plenty of time. So meet with us in London. In July 27th, I believe, through August 2nd. And we're looking forward to the family that we'll be creating there.
Awesome. Yeah, and the Senate family is very, very extensive. We range from all of the United States, South Africa, Kenya, Ghana, Canada, I don't know if we have anyone in the European country. Actually, we do have some European members as well, or from the European countries as well. But the Summit Center is extensive, and we're extending that invitation for you to join us if you're not able to come to London. Next year we'll be in Baltimore, Maryland, in 2010. So it's a bang out experience. It's also a lot of fun. And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the number one A1 Father, our Heavenly Father, who is Father to us all. There are no fatherless children. You know, I think it's an opportunity for us to acknowledge who our Father is to us, our Heavenly Father, and also our natural Father. You know, whether that be a blood father or not, I want to acknowledge our men, acknowledge Glenn especially, who's a member of our team here on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And I just want to thank everyone who called in to share their stories about their fathers and about, you know, what fatherhood is for them. It's been really an incredible experience, and I just want to say I love you all. Please listen to us next week, Tuesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, or next Sunday, next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time, 646-716-9827, or from the website, www.blacksummit.org. And my name is Clara Lyons Devon. I'm the host of Vision Works, which airs the third Sunday. And I'd love to see you all in London. Have a good night, and thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.